to the sugya of Shlichas Yad. Right, the pasuk says, by Shemach, we'll talk about it with Shemachina, but it applies to other Shemim also. Ki yitin isha reyehu chamaro shoro seh v'chol behem alishmor. Someone gives his friend a donkey, an ox, a sheep, a lamb, v'chol behem alishmor, any animal to watch. Umei so nishmor, nishmor ain ro, and it got died, it got captured, something happened. Shvuas Hashem tia ben shneihem. He has to make a shvua im lo sholach yadim emlechus reyehu, that he didn't lift his hand to the work of his friend. Right, so before a person gets off from paying, right, shamachinam for what he's pater from, shamasach what he's pater from, he has to make sure that he wasn't shaleach yad. Right, so we're going to talk about this halacha of shaleach yad, and we'll talk about a case like this. You're watching. Your neighbor comes over and says, do you have room in your freezer? I'd like to store a bag of cookies in your freezer. So we learned that you become a shomer as soon as you agree to bring it in the house. Hanach stam in a house is called Kabbalah Shmira, because what else did I mean? I didn't mean like in the yard that you can go back and forth in the yard and keep it there. I meant that in the house, and I'll take care of it for you. And you have made a kinyan by bringing it in your house, so you are now a shomer. So the question is, what happens if you get hungry and you take one cookie and you eat it, and then you put the rest of them back in the freezer, breaks down, and they all get ruined? How much are you chayiv? So I'll give you another shaila that we'll talk about tonight. And you're watching his laptop. Right? He was going out of town, and he asked you to watch the laptop. You were showing machine for the laptop, and you decide to turn it on and play a game, and then you turn it off, and then it got stolen the onus. So are you chayiv? The main issue, and this is a big issue in the Rishonim, is what, how shlichas yad is different than gezel. Because what do you need a new halacha called that you weren't shaleach yad? Just say that there's a halacha gezel in the Torah. What do you need the shlichas yad? The first starts with the Mishnah and Bamitziya Nem on the days. He gave a barrel of wine for his friend to watch. There wasn't any special place. The person, the shomer, took it and it broke as an onus. So the halacha, the Mishnah says it is, if it broke while it was in his hands before he put it back, so then the halacha is, if he was moving it for his own use, he was going to take some of the wine, so then he's chayiv. But if he was moving it away from its place because it was getting too warm over there and it wasn't good to keep the barrel over there, so then he's pater. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara is the whole Shaka Vataya, how you work that out with the Seifa of the Mishnah, so we won't get into that. We'll just see what the two Pshatim of the Gemara says over there. And one is like this: Tirgama Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Tamei de Rav. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba explained that the Mishnah is talking where Shen Netala Menas L'Gosel. He was taking it on the condition to steal it. Now the Gemara says to steal it. Rashi says L'Gosel is to steal the whole thing. He wants to hold the whole thing. And Rav Nosan Bar Abba said Shen Netala Menas L'Shalach B'Yad. He only wanted to be Shaleach Yad, to which Rashi explains that he didn't plan on stealing it. He just wanted to take part of it. And many Rishonim learn this way, many Poskim learn this way, that's the difference between Shlichas Yad and Gezel. If you take something to steal, that means you're taking because you want the whole thing. That's called stealing. Even if you didn't use it yet, even if you didn't drink the wine yet. As soon as you take, you want that whole barrel of wine, and you take it out of the owner's possession, you're now a gazlan. That's gezel d'oraisa. If you take that barrel because you just want to take a sip from it, you don't want the whole barrel of wine, you just want some of it, so that's called shlichas yad, and that's not gezel. In other words, it's not gezel on the halachas of gezel, you wouldn't be chayiv for the whole thing. But because you're a shomer, and you were over the issur of shlichas yad, so now you're chayiv on the whole barrel.
Why don't we say it's gezel on the amount that you drank?
that's certainly gazlan, the amount you drank. But how about the rest? So if you're just a gazlan, you'll be potter on the rest. But if you, whereas if you go to someone's house and you pick up the barrel and you're only planning on drinking a little, and you just drink a little and you put it back down, so you just pay for the amount that you drank. That, and even whatever happens, that's all your responsibility is. But if you're a shomer, the barrel is in your house and you're watching it, this is the chiddush of shlichus yad. You pick it up to drink just a revis of it, and even if you didn't even drink that revis, we'll see soon, but you only took it up for that revis, so you're going to be chayiv for that whole amount. Right, that's the chiddush of shlichus yad. Right, it's different than gezeris. Okay, so the Gemara wants to see what this machlokes is totally, and why is it that Rabbi Yaakov said is talking where he stole, wanted to take the whole barrel, which is called theft, and why is it that Rav Nosson said no, he's talking where he was only going to take part of the barrel, and shlichus yad? Why are they disagreeing? So Gemara says, what's the machlokes about? The shlichus yad tzricha chisaron. The shayla is this chiddush of shmira called shlichus yad. The question is whether you have to actually have caused a loss. So the one that said that, Aramish is talking about where he wanted to steal the whole thing, he holds that you're not chayiv for shlichus yad unless you actually take something from that object that you're watching. But if you just pick it up in order to take something and you didn't take it yet, so then you weren't shaleach yad. So that's why he had to say he's talking where you picked up the whole thing in order to steal it. And as soon as you pick up something to steal, you're a ganav, even if you didn't use it yet, right? That's pashut. You take something from someone's house and you take his coat, even though you didn't put it on yet, you're a ganav already. If you're shaleach, but for shlichas yad, this man damahot, you're not chayiv to be a shaleach yad. If you only wanted a part of it, you're not a shaleach yad until you actually use it, until you actually take it away from that person. But man damah is shaleach by yad, for the one who says that the Mishnah could be talking where he was only taking part of it, kasav shlichas yad ain't a tzricha chisaron. He holds that you're chayiv for shlichas yad even if you didn't take it yet. There's no loss yet. You just picked it up, planning on taking some of it, so then you're chayiv right away. Now, how do we pass it? The Gemara brings the machlokes, Rav and Levi, chadamar shlichus yad tzricha chisaron, chadamar shlichus yad eina tzricha chisaron, and all the pros can pass in that to be chayiv at tzrichus yad, you don't have to actually have drunk the wine from the barrel. If you are picking up the barrel to take some of that wine out of it, and you're a shomer, you're already chayiv for the shlichus yad. Once again, it won't be gezel, because gezel is only when you're planning on taking that whole thing and keeping the whole thing. Here you're only taking it to drink part of it. So that's the shlichus yad. So the chiddush is a twofold chiddush, that not only are you chayiv on the whole barrel when your intention was only to take part of it, but even though you didn't even take that part of it, just because your intention was to take a part of it, you picked up the barrel in order to take a revis of wine, to take a little bit of wine from there, and you put it back down, and then an onus happened afterwards, you're chayiv, because what happens is you're not a shomer anymore, right? If that's the chiddush of shlichus yad, as soon as you pick it up in order to take something from there, you're no longer a shomer. So now if you're no longer a shomer, you're a ganav, and if you're a ganav, you have to return the thing to the owner in order to be absolved of any future loss. And here, just putting it back in that place, that wasn't a hashavas hagzela. So that's why, even if you put it back, you'll still be chayiv for anything that's going to happen to it, because once you picked it up in order to use it for your own use, that you're going to make some of it chaser, you're considered a gazlan, and you're responsible for anything that happens afterwards. Right? That's Pashut Pshat in the Gemara.
If we're going to say that it doesn't require a loss, then Beis Din is going to have to act on an intention, which is not an observable thing. You couldn't have an agency that.
Right, so it has to be where you can, well, number one will be where you can know it, and number two, we're talking about honest people here. We're talking about us, that we made a mistake and we picked it up, and we want to know what the halacha is. Right, if I'm shaleach yad, right, so that we would say from this, in this case at least, of this barrel of wine, if I don't know what to do now, look, I was watching this wine for him, and then someone came and stole it through no negligence of my own, so pashut, I'd be patur. So I'll tell him, look, it got stolen, and you know it got stolen, it's in the papers, there's no shayla, so I'm patur. But suppose I know that the night before I had picked it up to take some wine out of it, and then I heard someone coming and I put it down quickly. So then I know that I'm really chayiv. because when I picked it up, I made a kinyan, and I was going to take something out of it. Now, the post can say, even though it ain't a tzriach chisaron, but it has to be that you picked it up in order to make a chisaron. We'll see that soon. Right? So I picked it up in order to take something from there. So I know that I was over that isur shlichas yad. I've now dissolved my shmira. I'm no longer a shomer. So I'm no longer a shomer. What am I? I'm a ganav. And I didn't return it to the owner. And now something happened to this object that I stole. So I have to pay him for the full amount. Right? That's the halacha that would come out of what we have so far. Okay, so that's the first step. By the way, on the other side of the handout, you'll see that this is what the Rishonim say about this part. Right, the Rosh says, Hilchasa, Ein Tzricha Chisaron, the Rava Hu Basros, really, Hachi Rava holds that. And we'll see the next Gemara, let's see the next one, and then we'll see the other part of the Rosh. There's another Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amidays. And we're talking about a Shomer. This is the last Sugya in Hamafkid. Hita is Achadis. Suppose he didn't pick up the whole barrel, he just tilted it. Vinotlim in a revise, and he took that revise of wine from it, Vinishbra, and it broke. Ain't a Mashayim El Revise, he only has to pay a revise. Why is that? That's because he didn't make a kinyan on the whole barrel of wine here. He didn't pick up the barrel of wine to make a kinyan. He just tilted it, opened up the spigot and took out a revise. So what he stole was he stole a revise. He didn't absolve his shlichus, his shmira from the rest of it. The Mishnah continues though. If he picked up the whole barrel, and then he took a revise from that barrel, and then it broke through an onus, then mishalim demeikula, he has to pay the whole amount. Right, that is what the Mishnah says. So that's the chiluk between being a regular ganav. That's the first case. He tilted it and he's a regular ganav. The second case is where he picks up the whole thing, even though he only took a revise from it, and he put it back down. When it broke, he's chayiv for the whole barrel because he was shaleach yad, and that dissolves his shmira. And on this, the Gemara says, "Amesh molo notal notal mamish." When the Mishnah says he took that revise of wine from it, he didn't have to actually take that revise of wine. El kivin shehigbia litol. As soon as he picked it up in order to take that wine, he picked up the whole barrel because he was going to take a revise from it. Even though he ended up not taking any wine, it broke before he could, or he put it back down, he did tshuva, whatever it was, he is chayav for the full amount because he dissolved his shmira as soon as he picked up that whole barrel. But that's what Shmuel says, that's what we said in the beginning. So Gemara says, Leim kasar Shmuel, let's say Shmuel holds shlichas yad, ain't a tzricha chisaron. The stam Shmuel holds, that's because to be chayiv for shlichas yad, you don't have to actually take it. That's why, right, the raya that he holds, shlichas yad doesn't need chisaron. Shmuel says, no, it's no raya. Lo, shani hacha, it's different here. Denicha le tetave hacha viskula basis la revis. Let's say Shmuel can really hold, not a leave of the hilchasa, he might hold that to be chayiv for shlichas yad, you have to actually take it. So why over here is he chayiv for the whole barrel? Because wine is different than other things. Wine has that property that when it's filled in a barrel, it stays fresh. If you empty some of the wine out of the barrel, so then the air in the barrel, whatever it is, causes the rest of the wine to spoil faster. So if you want to steal just a little bit of wine, it's in your interest to keep the rest of the wine as a basis, as a holder, as something that'll, as a preservative for that wine you want to steal. So even though you say you're only interested in that revise of wine, but we know deep down you really want the whole barrel. So that's a specific case, specific to wine. Right? That would be a way of learning Shmuel's halacha, that is no raya. The simpler way is, like the Gemara said in the beginning, and that's what we have the Hilchasa, to say that Shmuel holds, no, you don't have to actually take it. As soon as you pick it up in order to take it, you're chayiv. The Gemara says it's no raya. You could say that really is tzricha chisaron, and over here it's like he stole the whole barrel of wine. He wanted the whole barrel. It's a particular situation of wine. Okay, now why are we doing this? What do we need to know? How do we know that we don't hold like? Because then the Gemara continues. Goy Ravashi. Ravashi has the shayla. Higbiya arniki. What happens if the shomer picked up a purse full of money? Lito him in a dinner, and he was only interested in one coin. Mahu, what would Shmuel say in that case? Based on this svara we just said, l'chora. By wine, we had this svara that even though he's only planning on taking a reviz of wine, he really wants the whole thing because that keeps that reviz fresh too. I was just minter, but if he only wants interested in $1, he doesn't care about the rest of the purse. He's just doing it for the convenience. He just wants that dollar, so maybe he's not going to be high on the rest of the purse. Oh, Dilmer, maybe we should say, shiny in Tirusa da Arniki, meaning Tirusa the dinner. Maybe the security you have when you're holding a whole purse is, in other words, it's easier to watch a whole purse than just one separate coin. So maybe here also there's such a svara. So the Gemara ends up with a teiku. The Gemara ends up that it's a suffix. Okay, so that's the Gemara. That's the way the Perek ends. So from the Gemara we have a few klalim. Right, that we could see on the other side. The Rosh first says clearly, we hold Ein Tzricha Chisaron, and from this Gemara of Shmuel we see that you don't actually have to take it. As soon as you take it in order to have a Chisaron, that's Kashlichas Yad. But the Rishonim point out, like we said, that only is Kashlichas Yad when you're picking it up in order to make it Chaser, in order to deprive something from that thing that you're watching. But if it's something that you're not going to, it's not going to deprive it, like the same case that we said about the laptop. Right, you pick up someone's laptop in order to use, they talk about giving kalim, jewelry, something like that, it's not going to ruin it by taking it. It's not going to ruin that object. It's not going to make it chaser. So then, that's not shlichas yad. It's not shlichas yad, because shlichas yad is only when you take something and you make it chaser, and you end up taking something away from it. That's when you have shlichas yad. But if you pick something up just to use it, so that's not called shlichas yad. Now the Torah extends the halachas of shlichas yad. The Grom brings a riot to it. First he asks where he gets it from, but the Torah extends the rule of shlichas yad, not only like we're talking where you want to drink a reviz of wine, so then that's considered shlichas yad for the whole bag. Not only that you want to drink the wine, but even if you want to use something, if it's using, by using it, it wears it out. It makes it less good. Right? It's a brand new something and you're going to use it. So as long as there's going to be some chisaron, it's making it worth less in value through your use. So that's also called shlichas yad. Right? Shlichas yad is certainly when you take something when you take something and you use it, that's certainly shlichas yad. Why isn't it gezel, like we said, that it's not only chayiv on that part you took, even chayiv on the part that you didn't take, but you made a kinyan on it, so you're chayiv on your whole shmira is batel, it's all dissolved, and now you are chayiv on that whole thing. That's the first chiddush of shlichas yad, and that's one way to be chayiv shlichas yad. Or if you pick it up and you use it in a way that makes it chaser, it makes it worth less now through your use. So in that case, you're also chay shlichas yad for the whole value. Though, if you're using this suit, it's a brand new suit, and you use it and you make it worth less because you use it, and then you put it back and it gets stolen through no pshia of your own, you're going to be chay to pay the whole value of the suit, not just for that little $2 you made it worth less. That's a big chiddush of shlichas yad, and that's the way the Torah passes, the Beis Yosef brings it, and it's possible that way in the Shulchan Aruch, Shimon Reish Sadi Beis. Now what happens if your use will not change the value of the thing you picked up? So in that case you don't have shlichas yad anymore. Just by picking it up and you do tshuva and you put it back down and you ended up not using, let's say the case of the laptop, you didn't play the game of the laptop, but you didn't do it, you put it back down, so in that case you're pater. You didn't, even if later say it gets stolen, you didn't do anything wrong, because that's not called shlichas yad. You picked it up in order not to make it chaser, that's not shlichas yad. But if you actually did use it, if you picked it up, the laptop, and you played that game, so even though that's not shlichas yad, that's another halacha, and that halacha is called shoel shalom yidas. That's called Shoel Shalemidas. You borrowed someone's object. We'll talk about that more later in the series. But that's called Shoel Shalemidas. You borrowed someone's computer without permission and you used it. And we paskin that someone that does that's called Ogana. Now, here there's a remote paskin that if you put it back in the place that your potter, the other post can disagree with the remote, but at least it's a machlokas if you put it back whether you're going to be potter or not. But that's not really the main topic of our shir. We're talking about shlichus yad. But just to know that if it's something that will not cause a loss to that object, so just the picking it up is not going to make you chayiv. You're only going to be chayiv once you use it. And when you use it, then the chiyuv becomes a chiyuv called shoel shalomidas. And that's a whole shailus because they wouldn't be machped whether it applies. But we'll say that we know they will be machped. It's their private computer. You're just going to resist playing that game that you always see them playing. So as soon as you play that game, you became a shoel shalomidas. You became a goslin. And maybe if you put it back, you'll be potter, but maybe you won't be. And certainly if you don't put it back in the right place, if later it gets stolen through no fault of your own, you're going to be fired to pay for the whole computer. Right, so let's just review these three halachas. So there's three different halachas. If you pick up, and we're talking, and the way I remember it is, we're talking about two types of objects. We have three halachas about two types of objects. The types of objects we're talking about are objects that when you use them, devalue them, and other objects, and that's what we said, like cookies or a suit, things that get devalued when you use them. But so that's one classification of objects, and the other classification of objects are things that don't become less in value when they're used, like a laptop, like jewelry, like silverware, dishes, things that don't get devalued when they are used. Okay, so that's, we have to see what we're talking about. So when we're talking about things that become devalued when they're used, so then the halacha shlichus yad applies. And the halacha applies like this. If whether you are planning on taking the whole thing, or stealing the whole thing, or number two, stealing only part of it, and then whether you actually went through with it or not, you're chayiv as a shaleach yad, you've dissolved your shmira, you're now a ganav, and whatever happens to it from now on, unless you call up the owner and say, I'm sorry, I apologize, I was a ganav on your thing, I put it down, do you want me to continue watching it? So then he gives you permission, and hey, that's how you become the shomer again. But if you don't do that, you're embarrassed, and you don't do that, you just put it down, even though you didn't actually take anything. You were just planning on taking it. You took out, our case, you took out that bag of cookies from the freezer, and you were planning on taking one cookie out of it, and you decided not to, and you put it back. So l'chora, that would be, based on what we said until now, that would be a clear case of shlichus yad, because you made a kinyan on the whole thing, and you were planning on taking part of it. Shmuel says it doesn't have to be you actually took it, you were planning on taking it. So then, even though you put it back in that place, that doesn't help, because when you dissolved the shmira when you picked it up, putting it back is putting it back in your house. But it's not putting it back in his possession. You have to return it to the owner, not in your house. So that would be a simple application of this halacha. If you have the laptop and you pick up the laptop in order to use it, now even though you're planning on using it, but that use doesn't devalue it. So even though you picked it up and you made a kinyan on it, but you didn't, and if you put it down, so what did you do? You weren't shaleach yad, it's not worth less in value. You didn't pick it up in order to make it less in value. You didn't pick it up in order to devalue it, to take something, to make it chaser, to take something from it. Or you didn't pick it up to take something from it. So then you'll be potter. The only time there'll be a problem is if you actually end up using it. So that's a new halacha called shoel shalomidas. Using someone's property without permission makes you a ganav, and then you'll be chayav. But if you just picked it up in order to use it and you ended up not using it, since it's something that wouldn't become chaser, so then you're potter from that. Now, Rabbi Kiyager just puts in, I have on the handout here, he puts in and brings from the Nemuka Yosef that this halacha that when you're planning on taking to eat that one cookie, that's called shlichus. Yeah, that's also just understand a little bit, but that's talking when you're going to use it. But if you just were taking a cookie to throw away, so then that's not shlichus yad. Shlichus yad is when you want to take something that you're watching in order to benefit from it. So if you're taking just to ruin it, so then you're a mazik on that one cookie that you threw away. That wouldn't make you chayiv on the whole thing. And certainly, I mean, just to speak it out, it's pashit that if you reached into the bag and you just took out the one cookie, so then you're only going to be chayiv on the one cookie because you didn't make a kinyan on the rest of it to be a shaleich yad on
there. With the barrel of wine in the glass, what are you watching, the wine or the barrel?
Oh, so that's a good example, right? So you suppose you're taking the barrel and the gemara talks. So you're taking the barrel, you want to put your chickens on it or something, right? So if you're taking the barrel to use the barrel, so that's just going to be a din of shalosh shalamidas, right? Suppose you're taking the barrel, you pick it up because you want to put it over there for as a doorstop, like you're saying. So if you actually pick it up and use it as a doorstop, so now you became a shoel shalami das. But if you picked it up and then you said, maybe I shouldn't do it, and you put it back down, so that's a case where you're not chayav shlichas yad because you were not intending to make a chaser, you were not intending to take anything from it, you were not intending to devalue it. What you were intending to do was to be a shoel shalami das, but you never used it, you never got that benefit, so you didn't become a shoel shalami das, you didn't get that benefit. The Gemara says it's a similar case. So at this point, that's what we would say. We would say there's this chilek between the laptop and cookies, right? If it's something that is going to be chas, is going to be used up, so then we have the dinu shlichas yad. That's halachas of shlichas yad. And we go through this whole thing that as long as you're picking it up in order to make it chaser, you'll be going to be chayiv on the whole thing. If it's something that won't get used up, or you're using the cookies as a paperweight, you're using it not intending to use them up, you're using them just as a use, so then just the mere intention to pick it up for use will not make you chayiv because you're not a shleich yad. The only thing you will be is a shoel shalami das when you actually use it. When you actually put the cookies down as a paperweight, when you actually play that game on the computer, or use it for whatever use you want, so then you will be a shoel shalami das, and that's when you'll become a ganav. So that would be simple. There's one more wrinkle in this issue, and that's what someone brought up. Is there a difference between a barrel of wine and a bag of cookies? Right? The Rambam holds there is. The Rambam says from this the Gemara that we read from the end of the Mafkid, the Gemara had a shaila about a purse full of coins. Right? The Gemara said maybe it's only by a barrel of wine when you just want to take a revis, your chayv with all amount, because when you take out, in order for the revis to stay fresh, you need that whole rest of the wine in there, so it should be a full barrel. But if it's a collection of coins, maybe over there it doesn't apply unless you say that you need the rest of the coins, it makes it easier to watch. So the Gemara ends up with a tekel. So the Rambam paskins because of that if you're watching a lot of coins and you pick them up in order to take one of them, it's a suffix if you're chayav for all the others if something happens to them later. That's the way the Rambam paskins, and it's paskins that way in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Tari Reisif Reis, I have it on the handout, and Higbiya Sakis. Little mimena dinner, okay, yotze, the kiss mitvarim sheinam bekupacher, or something like that, it's not one piece, like a bag of cookies. Hareza safek in nischayev bechala kiss, aron nischayev albidinu levad. It's a safek if you're chayev for the whole wallet, or only for that one dinner that you were planning on taking. That's the way the Rambam paskins. But the Nose Kalim asks, Bach brings from all the other Rishonim, he says the Riff, and the Rosh don't bring the Shaila, and they say, understandably so, because the Pashas of this Shaila is only going, like we said, was it Shmuel? We tried to answer, a really Shmuel holds that to be Shaleich Yad. There has to be Chisar Kis, there has to be a loss. If you just pick it up in order to take it, you're not Chayiv. And that's why Shmuel said you didn't have to actually take the wine. Into that we said, no, maybe Shmuel really holds you have to have chisar and kiss. And here the reason you're chayiv for the whole barrel of wine is because you need that whole barrel to keep that one reviz fresh that you want to take. And on that the Gemara had the Shaila, how about would the din be an arnicky if you have a purse full of coins? Is that also like that barrel of wine because it's easier to watch a whole wallet than just one little individual coin that you want to take? So that's why we had a shaila. But according to us, the way we paskin, that we hold shlichus yad ain svicha kisar and kiss, that if you chayiv for shlichus yad, you don't have to have actually devalued that, taken off something off that object that you were watching. So then, what's the difference whether it's a full barrel or not a full barrel? And as soon as you pick up part of it, even if you didn't take anything, you'd be chayiv on the whole amount, so it shouldn't make a difference whether it's one big thing like a barrel of wine, or if it's individual pieces. As long as you made a kinyan on all of them, you picked up that whole bag, you picked up the whole thing, you should be chayiv on the whole amount, because you did shlichus yad on something that you were planning on take some of it out of there. It should make this whole star of the wine was only to explain that Shmuel could hold shlichus yad requires kisar and kiss. So even though it's paskin and shulchan aruch like that, the smach brings from like the bach, he brings down that all the other shonim don't even bring that at the shaila, because that seems to be a shaila only shaloli with the hilchasa. So the Rambam seems to be difficult, except the Machne Ephraim. Others explain, the Magen Mishnah gives a defense, the Rambam. The Machne Ephraim says, I think this is the way he's looking at it. And Sivas has another way of looking at it. The Machne Ephraim looks at it like this, that if you're watching a barrel of wine, and you want to take some wine out of that barrel of wine, so there we say, even though you were only planning on taking part of it, but you absolved your shmira. Your shmira was on this barrel, and you were going to take some of that barrel away, so you're no longer a shomer on this barrel of wine. You've ruined your shmira. Right? That's by a barrel of wine. But if you have a box of cookies, so maybe we could look at it as saying, I'm a shomer on this cookie, and I'm a shomer on this cookie, and I'm a shomer on this cookie, I'm a shomer on each cookie individual. You can hear it more, suppose you're watching 10 laptops. Like, I have a store, I'd like you to, I'm taking these home, I'm going to sell them tomorrow, watch these 10 laptops. So you could hear that you're not one shomer on this 10 laptops, you're watching 10 different things. If 10 people gave you a laptop each, you'd hear, well, that I'm a separate shomer on for each person. So here's coming from one person, so maybe, and in fact, the Machne Ephraim seems to make a chiluk whether they're small things or big things, but he's saying certainly if it's a big thing that I'm watching 10 big things, so it could be there, I'm a separate shomer on each of them. So what? I picked them all up in order to take out the one I wanted to take, but that one I dissolved my shmira, but the others I'm still a shomer on. Right? So that could be a svara in the Rambam, at least a safek, to say even though the Gemara doesn't seem to be going that way, but lemaisa is there could be such a safek. That maybe it's only when you're watching one entity and Pitzichoshen says, a shayla is supposed to just a barrel of oil, where you don't have such a svara. So Tosu seems to say that even by a barrel of oil, the svara doesn't apply. It's what Jager brings it down. So that's a svara to say that maybe we couldn't mechalik between one entity and another. At least it's possibly Shulchan Aruch has a safek, and it is a safek. So just to review what we've done, we've discovered that there's two different halachas applying to two different types of objects that you watch, but that's divided, subdivided further. Once again, the two objects we talked about are objects that get devalued when you use them, and objects that don't get devalued when you use them. So the halacha is shlichus yad, the chiddush of shlichus yad is different than gezel, because as soon as you pick it up, you're chayiv, even though you were not intending on taking the whole thing. By gezel, you go to someone's house and you pick up that barrel, you're only chayiv for ganev if you wanted the whole barrel. If you just were going to take a little bit out of it, you're not chayiv for the rest of it. But if you're a shomer, you're chayiv as soon as you pick up that object you're watching, even though you were only going to make part of it chaser, even though you were only going to take part of it out. And that halacha applies to even if you send a shliach to do it, like we just said, by a ganev, it won't happen. It won't be like that. If it's something that will not become chaser through your use, if you're intending on using this laptop, the example we gave, and you picked it up in order to use it, and you put it back down, so then you're not going to be chayiv, because shlichus yad is only when you're planning on, you're making a kinyan on this person's object in order to cause it a loss, to cause it to have a chisaron, to have something taken from it, to eat some of it, to wear it down a little bit. But if you are using it in a way where it's not going to wear it down, or it's a type of object that won't wear it down, right? Even the cookies, we said that if you're just using them as a paperweight, that you weren't planning on wearing them down there either, right? So if your usage is something, your planned usage is something that would not devalue it, so in that case, you're not chayiv until you actually use it. We said then afterwards that there is a machlokis, though maybe this chiddush, we say that if you're intending on only using part of it, you're chayiv on the whole thing. We said that might apply only to a barrel of wine. That's the way the Rambam paskins. If it's other things which are separate entities to start with, there it could be that we divide the shmirah to separate shmirahs. So in that case, it could be that there'd be a way out. So in the case of the cookies that we started with, you're watching this bag of cookies in your freezer, and you decided to take one out to eat, and you just did shuvah and you put it back down, you didn't eat it. So that l'charu would be a typical case of shlichus yad, because you made a kinyan in the whole bag. Wait, you only took one out, so then for sure it's nothing to talk about. When you picked up the whole bag, you made a kinyan in the whole thing, that should be a typical case of shlichus yad, where you want to take part of it, and even if you put it back down, you still chayiv. However, according to the Rambam says there's a suffix. Since it's different entities, it could be that each one's considered a separate shmira, and you're mevatel the shmira on the one that you planned on taking, or the one that you actually took, the rest still remains. So it could be that that would be a way that you wouldn't have to pay the owner when he came back, when they all got ruined because the freezer turned off. It was the case of the laptop. So there, if you actually played the game with it, you actually used it, so then you will be chayiv when whatever happens to the computer afterwards. We did say there might be a shayla if you put it back in that place, maybe according to the Ramah, you're a potter, but that's not so simple. If you picked it up to use and you didn't use it yet, so then everyone would hold, you haven't been shaleach yad, and you weren't a shalom midas because you didn't actually use it, and then you'll be potter completely.